Big doings in Sacramento this week. Two meetings of the Wildfire Preparedness and Response Conference Committee. And at the helm is Senator Bill Dodd from Napa. Senator Dodd is on the air with us this morning. Hello there, Senator.
Hello, Pat. How are you this morning?
I am well. And, of course, the looming question is, who's going to pay? I mean, I know that there are several issues on tap in Sacramento with this particular committee, and I guess the one that's got everybody on the edge of their seat is who will be liable and who will end up paying for wildfire damages.
Well, let's be clear. I think there's two issues going on, and they're going to be bifurcated. We have already made the decision. The governor has made his decision. I believe my fellow committee members have made their decision that any of the fires that have happened before now, none of the victims will pay. The utilities will pay. There may be some, you know, if the amount that they pay becomes a point where they have financial instability or bankruptcy, which is, you know, we keep hearing about. Well, I intend to get independent forensic accountants in to verify, you know, those type of claims before we make any decisions.
Glad but to hear that.
There may be some opportunity to, float some bonds that would be paid for in combination with PG&E and ratepayers over 30 years, which would, you know, be kind of minuscule in terms of the type of rate increases that you'd have to pay if it was all paid over 1 year or 5 years. But that's, I want to be clear, no decision has been made on that. The decision that has been made, I believe, is that victims are of the North Bay fires and any of the, for me too, it should include Ventura and Santa Barbara County.
Yeah.
None of those victims should be involved in anything we're doing right now. They should be made whole 100%. And then the second priority, of course, is to make sure that our ratepayers don't get buried on this. I think that's really important. And finally, I think we have to get busy and put forward programs and processes to make sure that we start thinning our forest, to make sure that when somebody wants a permit to be able to clear for purposes of fire prevention, it doesn't take them 2 years. There's a lot of policies that we have that really are not in alignment with the new normal. And we need to make sure that we do everything and put investment in clearing our forests. We have something on the order of 150 million dead trees in our Sierras that are a tinderbox just waiting to burn. We have to have solutions for those problems as well. So this thing has morphed from the PG&E and securitization and all absolute liability to all hands on deck figuring out what we do from the Mexican border to the Oregon border. Because all these fires that are going on right now, none of them have been caused by any of the utilities.
And what are the issues that you feel have been, you know, because the committee has met, I think, three times now, twice this week. And what are the issues that you feel finished about at this stage of the game?
Well, I feel there's total consensus on not including anybody, you know, through today, no matter what we do. I feel finished that we're going to have policies and procedures for investor-owned utilities for when to power down the grid. I think that's something that will be in this bill. I believe that my 1088 that calls for greater resiliency with the grid and, you know, bringing the grid up to new technology standards will be in the bill. And I'm working with, Senator Mike McGuire and Assemblymember Jim Wood because, you know, in their district, it goes all, you know, I think all the way to the Oregon border, if not all the way close.
Yeah.
They've got a lot of this territory in their districts, and we need to have more resilient fire prevention and being more proactive and making sure that these fuels that have been created by climate change, drought, and then over rain, and, you know, 2 years ago, I believe it's a foregone conclusion we're going to have a number of things there. But I think what you're hearing is right now it's still a fluid process. We still have four more meetings, I believe,
okay.
three to four. But that last one is going to be more deliberating on language we have. I would probably venture to say that next week at this time, we can have a better conversation about what will be in the bill and what won't be in the bill.
Okay, very good, very good. Because I know one of the questions is, you know, the governor has come out and said he, you know, he would like to see a change in terms of public utility liability moving forward. And I imagine there'll be some give and take with regard to that. But the point you're making is a good one, Senator, in that it is a preparedness committee too, and that that preparedness yeah. has to include, you know, amending our forests to the point where we may not be in the kind of fix that we're in every year as a result of that.
And it also means that we've got to do a better job on notifying people in our communities. I mean, Sonoma County oh. was the only one that had a hard time doing that. Every single county had a very difficult time doing that. And
yeah.
that's a bill that I'm co-authoring, I believe, with Senator McGuire. And it's something that's so important in our communities. And all this stuff is, you know, it's pretty tough to get it all in and get consensus with 10 different people in 3.5 weeks. But that's our job. And I really feel responsible to making sure that happens.
Well, you know it up close and personal, of course, with your own experience Amen. In your home port of Napa. Did it make any significant impression, Bill, with that, you know, how many fire survivors showed up in Sacramento this week to tell their own stories?
You know, in all honesty, and I told, you know, Patrick McCallum this. He was in my office.
Yes.
And they had some victims in the office. You know, it's kind of, I think it maybe even had a reverse effect. Everybody feels for the victims. We've already made it clear that the victims are going to be taken care of. Nothing we do. So the idea that, frankly, it's trial attorneys and insurance companies. There are so many special interests around this that are talking about victims, and they're talking about you know, ratepayers for PG&E.
Right.
But, you know, at the end of the day, they're worried about themselves. And I think to parade victims up there on this issue, knowing full well that we are going to take care of those, you know, those victims, makes them victims again. I really felt bad for a couple of the people who were in my office, because I don't really think that they were on the same page with the people that brought him up there.
Well, my impression of the idea of that, I think that most of us get that you get this, and that Mike McGuire gets this, and Jim Wood gets this. I think part of the idea of some of those victims, at least going up to Sacramento, was to talk to some of the representatives in the state capitol who have not experienced what we have and what so much of California is experiencing right now. And that, you know, I think the hope was to get some of those legislators on board, even if it hasn't yet affected their own represented communities.
Yeah, I look, that's a laudable goal, and I get that, but every single 38 other senators besides Senator McGuire, myself, and then, you know, what it would be 77 other assembly members and AER Curry, Wood, and Levine all know and understand we have been pounding it, you know,
yeah,
in session, out of session. They know, they understand, and I think they're solidarity. We all represent people. And I guess I would agree with you that, you know, perhaps hearing about the tragedy another time makes them, you know, more, well, certainly it's compelling just because what happened here in Sonoma County and over in Napa County as well. But at the end of the day, I really think that there's solidarity about victims. And when you have a utility that is negligent, that doesn't follow state law, there should be no doubt about it. You are paying. Now, the question is right now is, and this is what the governor's proposal that was presented to us yesterday, if there's no fall to PG&E, or we all keep saying PG&E because they were the bad actor. We all know that.
Right.
But there are other utilities in the state that are doing a much, much better job. So the investor-owned utilities that don't, that aren't at fault, or may only have a partial, fault with the climate change and the different topographies and fuel loads and winds and everything else, should they be held, to absolute liability? Mm-hmm. So that's really the question. When the utility is negligent, there is no question. And I'm supporting Jerry Hill's bill. I'm a co-author of that to make sure that that's in state law, because if you can't follow the rules and regulations of the state, you need to pay.
Well, it's those kind of nuances to this conversation, Senator, that we rely on you for, to fill us in on some of the parts that that don't get the headlines necessarily. So thanks for doing that. When's the next meeting scheduled?
Next Tuesday. We'll have a meeting on Tuesday, and we're going to start talking about prevention in all these areas, in all the areas throughout the state of California, in terms of our rules and regulations, what we can do, working with cities and counties to help them have a more safe communities, what we can do in the Sierra, perhaps subsidizing biomass so that we can get 1.4 million, no, 100, it's something on the, yeah, something like on the order of 140 million trees up in the Sierra that are dying from during the drought, the bark beetle disease. So these are all critical issues, and we're going to start talking about them on Tuesday.
Absolutely. No time to be anything but foresightful about this situation, that's for sure. Senator Dodd, thanks so much for taking the time to do this. We'll look forward to a conversation with you next week.
Anytime, Pat. Thank you.
All right. That is Senator Bill Dodd of Napa talking about the conference committee up in Sacramento. More to come on that, to be sure.